Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Come on, praise the Lord, everybody. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. I'm free. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am free. We are free. Amen. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. All you land, serve the Lord with gladness. Come on. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Know that the Lord, he has died. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people. Amen. And the sheep of his pastor. Glory. Hallelujah. Enter to his gates right now with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting, and this truth endures for all generations. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made us, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for saving us. We thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for protecting us all day, yesterday, through the night that you kept us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that you woke us this morning, Lord God. So we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, including us in our right life. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we're thankful. Lord, you kept our family safe. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ a victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim victory right now and deliver to all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. According to Ephesians 6, 10 through 12, amen, we claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I am your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everyone that's here on the line today. May God bless you. May God be your strength. Amen. May peace be your portion. May peace run you down and overtake you and your family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that God will bless you beyond your greatest expectation. Amen. I pray for miracles, miracles all throughout your life. Amen. That God will work miracles in your healing, blessings, and favor on your job, in your personal life, and all that you're concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is my prayer that God would increase your faith right now to receive and open up the channels of your spirit to receive all that he had for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Go ahead, open up your mouth and shout, Cousin Aretha. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank glory you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning. Let me see a brand new day. Well, once the day passed, we won't see you no more. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of all of my children. They're doing fine, my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And I want y'all to still pray for me to get out this bed and walk through the house. And walk outside and look at the birds and the grass. And I want to thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for this land. I want you all to pray for me that I can keep on going strong in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We serve a God that is able. Lord, we know you're able to do all things, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for what you've already done and what you're doing right now, God. And what we're expecting you to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We need you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. I'm in a place of just being grateful for the right now, right here, amen, because God has kept me, and we can be grateful for where you're at right now, thanking God, amen, that he has kept you, knowing that someone took their last breath right before you got on this line, but God kept your breath, kept you breathing, amen. So we thank God for life, health, and strength, amen, that coming from him for every breath that we take, every move that we make, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm now just being grateful for all things, amen. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Go ahead, open up your mouth and shout, Sister Connie Norman. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, yes. Glory to God. I just want to say, I just want to thank him today. My friend Doretha who made 69, was so happy to socialize, to do that with the pandemic and everything that's going on. But we took a chance with each other, and it was about five of us. And they got it, and I was happy because they got to listen to the shout. So, you know, I passed that number. I passed that number out.
Amen.
So I
Glory
sure did.
To God.
So we're going to see. We're going to see. But so, yes, I just want to thank God for her again. Thank you so much.
Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Connie. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Just shout, shout, shout. Just thanking God because he is God and God alone that can do all things. The Bible says with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. But when you give it over to God and trust God with it, amen, why not? I always say, why not trust God? He has the whole world in his hands. Why would you not give it all over to him when he got you in his hands? Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead, Mother Dylan. Mama, go ahead. Shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Good afternoon, everybody. I just thank you all for waking me up this morning. Close me in my right mind today, Lord. I just want to thank you. Breathe in my lungs so I can get up, Lord. I just thank the Lord. No late night phone calls or early morning calls. All my people are doing good. I just thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for the financial blessing, food, car, roof. Everything, my whole family. I just thank you, Lord. I give all praise and honor to
you.
It belongs to you. All belongs to you. It's all about you, not about me. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say, use me, Lord? Can you say, use me, Lord? Hallelujah.
Use me, Lord.
Ah, yeah, that course your mother has.
Whatever you
glory
do.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord, God bless you. God keep you, Sister Dylan. Can you say, use me? Some people are afraid to say that, Lord, use me, because they're afraid of what God's going to do. Some people say, afraid to say, Lord, I surrender all over to you. But can you just say, amen, God, use me, amen, because if you're not allowing God to use you, if somebody is using you, I want you to understand that some way you're being used, well, what kingdom are you allowing to use you? Can you say, Lord God, use me? Amen. So you can't use me no more. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Sister Dilla, we love you. We thank God for you. Sister Dilla's song, she said, she's going to keep singing out. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. How many of y'all feel that way? Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stay in that place of gratefulness, everybody. Amen. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Because of Brenda Gale, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Bathing out
yes,
here
Lord.
In wonderful, beautiful sunshine. Giving God all praise, yes. Honor, and glory. Shout, 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 shout. Let us all shout. For he's a mighty
yes.
God. He's a good God. And I thank him for all
yes.
of his promises of keeping me and saving me and protecting me
yes,
and
Lord.
Taking care of my family, my mom and my husband, my children, and all of you,
yes,
everybody
Lord.
On this line, hearing
yes,
and answering
Lord.
Our prayers. Oh, the power Lord. Of agreement. God
yes.
bless your name. To God be the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
To God
amen,
be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
God
you,
bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. You know, when you can just shout and thank him through everything. I know there's times that we go through so much and it is hard to open your mouth sometimes. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's just hard. But if you can just open your mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Because the devil wants to keep you quiet. He wants to silence you. Amen. We want to lift up today a good friend of mine who lost his son on yesterday. He was looking for his son. We have a play coming up here at the end of the month, March 27, 28, and he's playing one of the lead play parts in the play that I write and produce. And so his son was found deceased on yesterday. And so we want to lift him up in the family where we pray peace and comfort to that family. Amen. To lose a child, you all, it's, you know, I've never had that experience, but to lose a child or a spouse, it's so detrimental. It's hard. For a lot of people to be able to come back from that. But we have a God that is able. That's when the peace of God comes in, a peace that surpasses all understanding, that man and woman can understand how is it that you can lose such someone so close to you and have that peace, because only God can give you that peace, amen, knowing that one day we will see each other again, amen. So I just want to lift that family up, and I cast them up today. put in his peace, that peace will just overtake everyone in the house like a flood. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to lift up my hallelujah, my family members that love us to see and pray for them. Evangelist Kimberly Wilson is going to be here at this time. And Evangelist Arvina Dudley, they're working. And Cousin Bonnie, thank you for being on today. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you and open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. Doors of blessings. We pray for doors of blessings and favor, doors of healing and good opportunity to be open to you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. I do want to pray right now for all that's on the call today. That prayers that the glory of Lebanon be upon our life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to be a blessing to all. Call, asking God and interceding for everyone that's on the call today, that God will bless, that God will release the glory of Lebanon upon your life. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come believing and trusting, oh God, right now to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the glory of Lebanon come into our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the excellency, oh God, of the cedars of Lebanon come into our lives, oh God. We receive right now in the name of Jesus Christ the majesty of Lebanon, because we are in the kingdom. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ, and we're growing stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. Let us grow, oh God, to be strong as the cedars of Lebanon in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the beauty of Lebanon be upon our life. Hallelujah. Let us ascend, oh God, to the heights of Lebanon and live in your high places in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us have the strength of the cedars of Lebanon. Let the fruitfulness and abundance of Lebanon be upon our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the glory of Lebanon be released from the building of your temple. Hallelujah. The church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you created Lebanon for your glory, and it is a symbol of the majesty of your kingdom. Let the reality of Lebanon be released into our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are planted like a tree of Lebanon. Hallelujah. That we are growing stronger and stronger because, Father God, you have blessed us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That all our waste places become like the abundance of Lebanon. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the river, amen, the river of God flow from the holy mountain and water our land, and let us become like Lebanon. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the mountain glories of Lebanon come into our lives. Amen. Let your rain fall upon our life, and let us grow like the trees of Lebanon. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will clap our hands and praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We will rejoice like the trees of Lebanon, that even our clothes be scented like the cedars of Lebanon, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the streams of Lebanon flow into our life, O God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for blessing us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we call up Oshana Maha. God, we bless your name, Lord. We love you. Lord, we thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, on the shout today, amen, as you do each and every day. I want to talk about truth, you all, speaking the truth. Let's talk about truth for a moment here, amen. We're going to talk about the issues of the heart, amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love, grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. The Bible says in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want you to understand, sometimes heated words really stress relationships, you all. A white lie, as I've heard many times in my growing up, about a lie is a lie, you all. A white lie may seem more easily swallowed than the blunt truth of a situation. But God has blessed you with the help of his Holy Spirit to bring truth into the lives of others. He knows their hearts and the words that should be spoken to bring them closer to God and to you. See, truth mixed with love is a rich treasure, you all. And when it overflows out of your heart, it becomes a beautiful gift to those around you. Amen. See, Jesus is truth. Like 24 karat gold is pure gold without impurities. Jesus is pure truth, amen? See, the light and life of God lives in you. Therefore, the blessing of truth is always available to you, amen? Helping you know and discern what is good and right for your life. See, Jesus never promised your pathway would be easy, but he has promised to never leave you, amen? Truth is always with you, and you can call upon him in every circumstance to lie. fight your way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, speak truth with love, everybody. I want to talk about the heart, an issue of the heart. Amen. See, the truth is that our lives are the direct result of what is in our heart. The more I've studied double mindedness, and the more I realize it is not only about indecision, you are doubting or wavering or inconsistency, but it is also something that is characteristic of the wicked people who are far from God for whatever reason. So though we may try to normalize it, insecurity and double mindedness are not normal or good. They are greatly limiting to a full and enjoyable life. So in two places of the letter of James talks about double-mindedness. The writer applies this word to someone who has something impure in his heart. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1 and 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In James, chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So throughout the scripture, double-minded people are equated with sinful, wicked people. In the book of Psalms 119, verse 113, the psalmist say, I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law, drawing a parallel between stable-mindedness and obedience to God. See, double-mindedness is not the characteristic of a godly person. God only wants the abundant life for us, so which is why he made deliverance from double-mindedness possible. So you too can be delivered from being double-minded. One moment you're in, one moment you're out, one moment you don't know, one moment you know you got it, you don't. I'm not sure. See, he wants our hearts to be whole so that our lives can be whole. Amen. See, when we see a person's life messed up, it is usually because his heart is messed up. See, the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. We find this in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23. See, the heart in spiritual terms is more than a physical pump for circulating blood through the body. See, the heart the Bible refers to is a person's mind and spirit. See, the center of one's being, out of this center flow, the issues of life. So we cannot keep operating under the false assumption that we all have good hearts when the fruit of our lives is not good. See, yes, we may have good motives from time to time, but if we are living messed up lives, then our hearts are not good. We need a change of heart. How many can admit today or confess that you need a change of heart? Amen. We can have a change heart because God can change the heart of man. Amen. See, your heart controls what comes out in your life. See, it's important to make sure that your heart, soul, and mind are right. If you were in Bible study last night, we talked about it. Amen. See, that's what deliverance is for, to restore your soul and to deal with something on the inside of you that's causing your heart not to be right. Whether it be rejection, rebellion, fear, anger, lust, hatred, resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, envy, paranoia, selfishness, distrust, or whatever it is. As we were talking last night, you all, before you can be healed, you got to be delivered. Deliverance comes first, then healing comes. So you got to be delivered. See, if those things are in your heart, they are going to affect the way you live, from relationships to lifestyles, you all, to prosperity. You will not prosper the way God wants you to if you do not prosper on the inside first. When we look in the book of Psalm 37 and 37, the Bible says, mark the blameless perfect man and consider the upright, for the end of that man is peace. We're talking about the promise of a stable and prosperous life, you all. Perfect is what the Bible identifies as complete, mature, godly, and consistent. Perfect are upright men and women that love God and love others. They have made a decision to follow the wisdom of God, and it guides everything they do. Amen. If anything comes up in their lives that challenges God's wisdom, they have already made up their mind to reject it. This is what stable-minded, upright believers do. See, this is how they live their lives. Many people want the blessings of the book of Psalm 112, but they don't want to do what it takes to get their hearts purified so that they can prosper from the inside out. See, obedience and commitment to God is what it takes. And in this book, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, the book of Psalms 112, you all, we are going to understand more as you indulge according to the scripture, amen, in the book of Psalm 1 and 12. Understand this, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ and her, the believer and the blessings that come with this lifestyle. Hallelujah. As you continue to go through the scripture and understand the blessing, but you got to commit your whole self to it. From the inside, I started with your heart, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Each verse of, or a set of verses contains attributes of the stable believer as well as the promises of God associated with the one who exemplifies these attributes. Many of the promises of God come in the form of an end-to-end relationship. For example, in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, then you shall eat the best of the land. And as we do our part, be willing and obedient, then God will bless us by allowing us to eat the best of the land. See, God is always faithful, you all, to keep his promises. He never wavers. Amen. We find in Deuteronomy 79 says, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is good, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy with them who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. See, covenant in this verse is synonymous, you all, with God's promise and pledge or agreement with his children to reward us as we remain faithful to him and his ways. Amen. As we examine more of the scripture in the book of Psalm 112, we will see that it is set up with the same structure as a covenantal agreement. Amen. So we live as God commands, which is holy, righteous, and upright. We become stable, fixed, established, and immovable in him. Amen. And he releases his promises. Here is a, I'm going to give you all a little snapshot of promises of God. See, if we fear God, one, then our lives will be blessed. Amen. If we worship God through obedience, then we will have generational blessings that increase. Amen. If we intimately know the God we serve, then we will have more than enough of wealth and riches will dwell in our houses. Amen. If we operate with grace and compassion, then light will shine on the dark places in our lives. Amen. If we guide our affairs with wisdom, discretion, and justice, fairness, honesty, and wisdom, then good will come to us. Amen. We will live prosperous and successful lives. Amen. If we remain unpromisingly, you are righteous, then we will not be overcome by evil, and we will be remembered forever. Amen. If we remain fixed, trusting in God, then our hearts will be established, and we will triumph over the enemy. Amen. If we give generously, then we will be exalted with honor. Amen. See, the first three steps here, you all, promises are about God, our fear and honor of God, our relationship with him, and our knowing his character and his ways intimately. That's very important that we have an intimate relationship with God, not a distant relationship. Sometimes you come, sometimes you don't. It may be years passing or only when something happens. God wants us to have an intimate relationship with him. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand our character and our faithfulness to God and our commitment to consistently live out the change and transformation his spirit brings to our lives. Amen. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. Becoming like the man in the book of Psalm. Amen. It's our goal, amen. See, this man is the type of Christ with the characteristics or traits of, amen, that the scripture reveals that cannot be achieved except in Jesus Christ by the power and grace of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The verses are to reveal the keys to being truly prosperous, living a life of wholeness, peace, favor, and health in your relationship, your mind, your body, and your finances. Let's go deeper into each one. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, day in and day out, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We receive God today. We receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Will you stay right there? Will you not let the enemy shake you or move you out of that place of believing and trusting God and having a relationship, that intimate relationship that cannot be broken by the world and things? When a loved one is lost, when money is lost, when things are lost or taken away, will you still trust God? Will you still love him and thank him in the name of Jesus Christ? Know that greatness for you, that it's just a temporary situation that you're in right now, that you're living in this world today, that greater is for you when you leave here. Amen. That God is a place for you that is greater than the place that you're in right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, oh God. Let it bless everyone, oh God. Let it bless the reader, the hearer, most of all, the doers of your word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you all be blessed. You all have a good weekend, a blessed weekend. I look forward to seeing you all in Sunday service, those that attend Sunday service with us on Sunday. Remember, we do have a 10 a.m. service. Amen. So if you want to join us for the early morning service, please do so. It's out of praise and worship. We do have communion every Sunday in our 10 a.m. service. So join us if you can. That's 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for those that are not in Texas with us or are in the Central Standard Time Zone. Amen. So I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together and we say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
See him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,